sensing there would be a big crowd for the section of the meeting dealing with the proposed dashes on Hurdle and the Chase and Affinity project on Elmwood, the board moved upstairs to the council chamber for that part of the meeting, nearly 3 hours after the meeting started. Opponents and supporters of both projects detailed why, including the perceived threat to the new green code because so many zoning variances were needed for the projects to go ahead. Elmwood Village resident lawyer Bill Altruder says there might be lawsuits from opponents.
I have questions about the way that it works. It seems to me that a lawsuit will follow as day follows night, and then we'll get it straightened out. The green code is new, and I don't really think that the board thoroughly understands it. Perhaps a judge will.
Board members spent nearly an hour working their way through the requested variances. Opponents had argued some variances had gutted sections of the green code by allowing buildings to be built differently from the way the code allows, and both projects required variances because they are much wider than the code allows. At least one speaker told the meeting these projects cleared the way for other mega projects on Elmwood. Mike Desmond, WBFO News.